Hi, everybody. Welcome to A-Plus English.
Now, Clayton, I think today we're talking about food.
Yes, we are.
Now, what kind of food are we talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about Turkish food.
Turkish food. Where does Turkish food come from?
Well, it comes from Turkey.
Oh, you mean like...Hojima turkey?
No. Not the animal turkey. The country called Turkey.
I see. 所以 Turkey 呢这个单字哦小写是火鸡大写的话呢就是这个国家土耳其。So we're talking about Turkish food, 土耳其的食物。
Right. So let's watch today's lesson and learn all about delicious Turkish food.
Turkish food, Turkish taste. Conversation A.
Wow, this restaurant is so beautiful.
Yeah. Let's sit here under the Turkish flag.
Are you sure the food will be good?
Turkish food is one of the best in the world.
It smells like they make their own bread here.
They make many kinds. Turkish people eat bread at every meal.
So, Clayton, now Sharon and Joe, they're at this beautiful Turkish restaurant. But...They don't know where to sit.
Right. Well, they look around. The whole place is beautiful. But they decide to sit under the Turkish flag. Now, a flag is a piece of cloth, and on it is some kind of symbol. Now, every country has its own flag, but sometimes other groups, or maybe even other places, like cities, have their own flag, too.
所以这里现在有个问题就是、哦、他们到了这个餐厅可是要坐在哪里呢这个时候、啊、就说 Under the Turkish flag 这里我们看到这个名词 flag flag 就是国旗所以呢他们就决定坐在土耳其国旗的下面
So for example the American flag has three colors
The American flag has three colors, 美国国旗有三个颜色 and they're black, red, what are the colors?
They're red, white, and blue.
Right, red, white, and blue.
You got it. So, let's get back to the food. So Sharon says, are you sure the food will be good? Because she's never had Turkish food before. She wants to know, are you sure? That means, do you really know that the food will be good?
Now, Sharon 呢因为她从来没有吃过土耳其的食物所以她问了一个问题她问哦 Are you sure the food will be good? 那么这里呢我们看到的是 Are you sure 再加一个子句 Are you sure 再加一个子句就是说你确定后面那个子句是成立的吗 So she's asking 你确定这里的食物好吃吗
Jonathan, are you sure you're okay? You look very white today.
我确定我一切安好吗？看起来有点白。That's because Kelly, 我们的主编啦、哦、she told me that I looked too dark, 看起来太黑了 so she put a lot of makeup on my face.
Oh, okay, I thought you were sick. I'm glad to know you're okay.
I'm okay. okay. Now, what does Joe say?
Oh, about Turkish food. Well, he says it's one of the best in the world.So that means out of all the kinds of food in the world, it's way up there. It's really good.
所以就这里的回答他是说 Turkish food is one of the best in the world. 这里我们看到 one of the best. One of the best 就是、哦、最好的之一。所以就他说的是土耳其的食物、啊、是世界上最好吃的之一、啊。
For example, we could also say,Yao Ming is one of the tallest men in the world.
Yes, 姚明是世界上最高的男生之一啊 ，one of the tallest men in the world.
So next, Sharon notices something. She smells something in the air. So when you smell, you use your nose to see what's around. She says it smells like they make their own bread here.
这个时候 ，Sharon 的鼻子有个动作。哎，这个动作。Smell 这个动词呢，不及物动词，就是闻起来的意思。所以这个时候，轩他说，哎，这家餐厅闻起来好像有在烤自己的面包。Is that right?
Yeah, they make their own bread because Turkish bread is really good, and Turkish people always eat bread with their meal. Now, what's a meal?Well, a meal is when you eat something, but it's more than just a snack. Usually, we eat three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
那么 Sharon 呢，她的确没有闻错，这家餐厅的确有在烤自己的面包，就对她说 ,Turkish people eat bread at every meal. 那么我们这里看到 meal 这个单字哦，它是个名词，就是餐点的意思。And like Clayton said, we eat three meals a day. 那么在这里呢，他是说土耳其人呢，每一餐都会吃面包。
Yeah, their bread is really good too. Okay, everybody, we're going to find out more about Turkish food, but we need to take a short break, so stay with us.
先休息一下。
Turkish food, Turkish taste. Conversation B.
So, do I eat the bread with the soup?
Sure. In Turkey, people eat bread with everything.
Yogurt rice soup.
Yogurt is often used in Turkish dishes.In fact, the word yogurt is Turkish.
Look, why is it sour and not sweet?
That's real yogurt. Turkish people never add sugar.
So, Sharon has never tried Turkish food before. So, she has a question for Joe.
Right, she says, so do I eat the bread with the soup? Because she doesn't know if she should take the bread and put it in the soup or if she should just eat it on its own. So that's why she asks him.
所以 Sharon 因为她没有吃土耳其食物的经验，所以她问说 So, do I eat the bread with the soup? 这里我们看到 eat with B. Eat A with B. 也就是说吃 A 的时候呢要搭配 B.所以他的问题是哦，吃面包的时候要搭配汤，这样对吗
？So Jonathan, do you eat fish with lemon?
我吃鱼的时候会不会滴柠檬汁
？Yes, I like fish with lemon.
Now next, we see a strange dish, 很奇怪的菜哦。
Yeah, well, Sharon is eating yogurt rice soup.Now, yogurt, you know, is that stuff made from milk, but it's a soup, but it has rice in it.
接下来，我们来看这个蛮奇怪的菜哦。它的菜名叫做 yogurt rice soup. 那字面上的意思就是优格米饭汤。基本上这道菜呢是个酸酸水水的汤哦。那么里头的米饭哦熬了很久很久，所以已经完全烂掉，你是看不到的。So you can't really see the rice inside.
No, and actually, I think even though it's some strange things put together, it tastes pretty good. But you know, Joe says that yogurt is a Turkish word, and that's because...Turkish people invented yogurt a long time ago. So what he actually says is, in fact, the word yogurt is Turkish. So when you say in fact, that means actually or really.
而接下来呢，我们这里看到 Joe 他说了一句话，他说 In fact, the word yogurt is Turkish. 那么这里头我们看到 in fact. In fact 呢，就是事实上的意思。所以 Joe 他想要表达的是，事实上哦 ,yogurt 呢是土耳其文哦，也就是说 yogurt 其实是土耳其人发明的。
But Sharon asks, but why is it sour, not sweet? Now sour is a kind of taste. For example, lemons taste sour. And so she's surprised when she tastes the yogurt soup. She thinks it's going to taste sweet.
那么 Sharon 呢，在尝了这个 yogurt 汤以后觉得嗯。怪怪的哦，怎么不是甜的？所以他说 ，But why is it sour, not sweet？ 这里我们看到这个形容词 sour 就是酸的。所以他说，这个汤是酸酸的，怎么不是甜的呢 ？Because normally we think yogurt is sweet.
Right, because that's the way that we eat it here. But in Turkey, where they invented yogurt, they don't add sugar.That means they don't put any sugar in it, and so it just tastes sour, maybe a bit salty too.
在台湾呢，我们大家都有吃过优格，对不对？都觉得甜甜的。不过正统的架杠的优格哦，其实是不甜的，而且酸酸的，甚至呢 ，Clayton 提到 a little salty， 可能还咸咸的。这里就说 that's real yogurt， 哎，这才是真正的 yogurt。Turkish people never add sugar.Now, add 这个动词就是添加的意思。所以土耳其人哦，吃 yogurt 的时候，他们是不加糖的。
So, for example, I like to add milk to my coffee.
那么 Clayton 刚刚提到 I like to add milk to my coffee. 我喜欢呢，在我的咖啡里头加牛奶。And I like to add sugar to my coffee.
Now, Turkish people, they like to add yogurt to a lot of their dishes. In fact, it says yogurt is often used in Turkish dishes. For example, you can add yogurt to salad in Turkish food. And actually, it's quite good.
所以文化上的差异真的是很不同哦。我们 yogurt 都是单单这样拿来当点心吃。可是土耳其人喜欢把 yogurt 加在菜肴里头，有一些沙拉他们不淋酱，直接淋 yogurt 在上面。That's interesting.
Okay, everybody, word power is next. Please stay with us. Word power.Hi, everybody. Welcome to Turkish Word Power.
欢迎来到土耳其 WP.
But we're not going to do it in Turkish. We're going to do it in English, right?
当然不是用土耳其话。
Okay. Smell. Smell.
Smell. 它是个不及物动词哦，就是闻起来的意思。
It smells like mom is cooking dinner.
闻起来好像妈妈在煮晚餐呢。Oh, fish, fish.
Must be your mom. My mom is in Canada.
Right, 一定是我妈。
Meal, meal.
Meal 是个名词哦，餐点的意思。
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
早餐是一天当中最重要的一餐。
Because you need to eat something or else you will have no energy for the rest of the day.
对，这样这一天才可以好好冲刺。
Sour, sour.
Sour 是个形容词哦，就是酸的的意思。
These oranges are too sour to eat.
老板啊，这些橘子太酸了，怎么吃啊？ He's selling them.
I can't believe it. The last one is add. Add.
Add 是添加的意思，它是个动词。
Mike doesn't like to add ice to his tea.
Mike 呢不喜欢加冰块到他的茶里头去。
Maybe he has a cold.
可能是感冒了。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power. Stay with us.
Spin Mind.
In today's lesson, we saw that Joe and Sharon sat under the Turkish flag when they went to the restaurant. Now, under is a preposition, but we're going to talk about two more prepositions, on and above. Now, the difference between these two is that we use on when the thing is touching the thing below. We use above when it's not touching.
好，谢谢 Clayton 老师哦。他刚才提到，今天在课文里头，我们学到 under 这个介系词，它在中文里头的意思是在什么东西之下。那另外跟它意思相反，在什么东西之上。刚才 Clayton 教我们两个介系词，一个是 on， 一个是 above。那它们之间的区别就在于，如果说东西是刚好放在上面，我就可以说 on； 如果是两个东西之间有一点距离，我就必须要用 above。记得了吗？
Turkish food, Turkish taste.
Wow, this restaurant is so beautiful.
Yeah. Let's sit here under the Turkish flag.
Are you sure the food will be good?
Turkish food is one of the best in the world.
It smells like they make their own bread here.
They make many kinds. Turkish people eat bread at every meal.
Bread with the soup?
Sure. In Turkey, people eat bread with everything.
Yogurt rice soup.
Yogurt is often used in Turkish dishes. In fact, the word yogurt is Turkish.
Why is a sour not sweet?
That's real yogurt. Turkish people never add sugar.
Review time.
We have a special review time today. What we're going to do is give you five foods and you choose which ones Sharon ate.
所以今天呢 Sharon 和 Joe 他们去品尝了土耳其美食。杂志里头你会看到 ABCDE 五道美食哦。请你决定 Sharon 今天吃了哪几道然后选出那个字母。
A. Bread. Did Sharon eat any bread?
Bread, 面包。Sharon 有吃面包吗？She did.
Delicious bread that they made in the restaurant.
土耳其美食里头面包是很重要的。
B. Noodles.
Noodles, 面。有吃面吗？ Don't think she did.
Nope, no noodles. C. Yogurt rice soup.
Yogurt, 米汤。She did, and it was sour.
Mm-hmm. And D. Cheese.
有没有吃 cheese 呢？当然是 no.
No. E. Steak.
哦，好想吃牛排。言归正传哦。E 呢 ？Steak 牛排。Not today.
You're right. All right, everybody. I hope you did well on today's review time. We have more to come.
With phrases.
In fact.
In fact.
You don't look well today.
Yeah, In fact, I feel sick. I don't think I can go to school.
But it's Saturday. I will take you to the hospital.
No, I'm okay. In fact, I feel much better now.
Fine. Then just stay at home and take a good rest.
Maybe I can go out now. In fact, Tim and I want to see a movie today.
I see. I think you'd better stay home. In fact, I have lots of work for you.
Just for fun.
Okay, we have another riddle today. Now, this one is about a letter. It's kind of like an alphabet riddle.
Yes, we have this a lot in English. It's called a play on words. It's like you take a normal English word and then you play with it. You change it around, add letters, take it away, and something really fun comes out.
Okay, so here is today's riddle. Why does Lucy like the letter K?
I'm not sure. Maybe she used to like the letter C, and she loved the letter C for so long, she says, maybe I'll start liking the letter K for a little while, you know, just to try something different.
Well, I don't know. This seems a little bit strange. I don't know about you, Siobhan, but for me, I don't really have a favorite letter. I mean, all the letters are useful, and, you know, I use all of them.
Well, maybe she liked something that started with the letter K.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, what's something that's really good that starts with the letter K? Oh, maybe she really likes KTV. You know, she loves to sing at KTV, and so that's why she likes the letter K.
Maybe she loves kites. Maybe she loves flying kites on the weekend and having a great time with kites.
Or maybe she likes carrots.
Wait, carrots start with C.
Oh, yeah, it starts with C. Well, I don't know. What could it be? There's a lot of things that start with K, but that doesn't really help to solve our riddle.
Okay, well, I think now it's time to look at the answer. It says, it makes Lucy lucky.
I don't get it. How is the letter K going to make you lucky?
Wait a minute. Maybe they're not saying it makes Lucy the girl lucky. Maybe it makes the name Lucy lucky.
Oh, okay. Wait. So how do you spell the name Lucy?
L-U-C-Y.
Okay. So what if we put a K in the word? It would be Clucy. But Clucy, that doesn't make a word.
No, I think we have to put the K in a very special spot. If we spell Lucy, L-U-C-Y, and we put a K in a special spot, it becomes L-U-C-K-Y, which is lucky.
Oh, that spells lucky. So she likes the letter K because it turns Lucy into lucky. So now she's Lucky Lucy.
Well, now she's full of good luck, and she can spend all her time at KTV and flying kites, maybe.